Well, this is the beginning of our missions month. All Sundays this month, we are celebrating the fact that real church prevails. The church of Jesus Christ will not fail. Amen? That God is reaching people all around the world. You need to have this brochure. If you didn't get one coming in the door, make sure you get it going out. Leanne, are they in the seat backs by any chance? They're not. Okay. So you need to get one at the Welcome Center as you leave if you did not get it. This is important because it lists for you all of our different supports inside. Okay? We are supporting 89 different supports. Some of those are families, some of those are organizations, representing 31 different countries and nine college campuses around the states. It's powerful what Abundant Life is doing around the world. This year, we'll be sending out just over $27,000 a month annually, over $325,000 a month will go to reach people all around the world. That's powerful, amen? Amen. It's awesome. I look forward to telling you some stories throughout the year and to see what God's going to do. This money doesn't just like pop out of nowhere. It comes from us. And so I want you to be considering what you will pledge for the year of 2022, 2023, so that we can reach all of these 89 different supports and make sure that the gospel is spread throughout the nations. How you do that is you fill out a pledge card. They're at the Welcome Center. They're at your seat backs. And there's not a QR code up there. But grab one out of the seat back or at the Welcome Center. Fill it out. It's a 12-month commitment. Okay, there it is. There's a QR. You can scan that right now if you're good to go. And you can grab that. You can also go on the website. There's a tab that says Missions. And you can make your pledge there. Okay? We've got today plus three more Sundays to do this. So if you're not ready today, great. We're going to have some awesome speakers the rest of the month. And I know God's going to inspire you. But that's how we reach people. Every single Sunday by just saying, God, you've given me everything. I want to give back to you. You make that pledge from now until next September. And we'll reach people for the gospel. All right? Well, our first guest today is our wonderful friends from Teen Challenge. They are a blessing. The ministry has been going on since the 1960s and still rescuing people today. And we are just blessed every year on Labor Day to have Teen Challenge come in and minister to us. To kick them off, I want to invite Alan to come on up to the stage. And he's going to introduce the group, and then we're going to enjoy some powerful ministry. So, Alan, welcome, my friend. We're glad you're here. Here you go. Hi, buddy.
Good morning, Abundant Life. My name is Alan Durfeld. I'm the director of the Oakland Teen Challenge. And today we have three centers represented, our Oakland Men's Center, our Asbury Family Center, and our Alum Rock Women and Children's Center. Both of those centers are located in San Jose, California, right down the road from here. And we're definitely grateful for this partnership. Each and every year you invite us to come to your church. You help support our annual galas. We do have one of those coming up this year. You guys supported this year as well. We're just so grateful for our partnership. Like Pastor said, Teen Challenge has been around. It's actually been around since 1958. And it started with a small country preacher from back east who got a call from God to go to New York City to help out some gang members on trial for murder. You see a very famous picture of David Wilkerson in the courtroom holding a Bible and announcing to the judge that these children need salvation, not incarceration. Unfortunately, that day, David Wilkerson was escorted out of the building, but the mission of Teen Challenge began. Since 1958, over 250 centers nationwide sprung up all over the country and over 1,100 worldwide. So Teen Challenge has become an international mission just from that call of God on David Wilkerson all those years ago. And here in our network, we have a total of 10 centers. Our network is called Teen Challenge Norwest Cal Nevada. We have centers all across the Bay Area, all across Northern California, and even in Nevada. So today, what to expect, you're going to hear the choir sing some songs of praises, and they sound wonderful, church. They are an amazing choir team. It is really, truly a blessing to see them each and every week. You're going to hear some testimonies as well of just what God can do in somebody's life who surrenders and come into the program of Teen Challenge and just the mighty work that God does in their life. So without further ado, I would love to turn your attention to the video screens. Thanks and God bless.
look what you've done. How could you fall so far? You should be ashamed of yourself. So I was ashamed of myself. The lies I believed, they got some roots that run deep. I let them take a hold of my life. I let them take control of my life. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all the roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth into the lies of letting my heart believe. Look at me now. Look how you made me new. The enemy did everything that he could do. Oh, but look what you've done. Suddenly all the shame is gone. I thought I was too broken. Now I see you were breaking new ground inside of me. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all my roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth.
Great are the feet of the messenger.
Are you past the point of weary? Are your burdens weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all its stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about and let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen.
Who can wipe away the tears of broken dreams and wasted years and tell the past to disappear? Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus. And all the wrong turns that you would, going undo if The price for all my guilty, who'd care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free, and the good news is do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus, and let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah.
Hi, church. My name is Quinn. I was born and raised in Danville, California. I was raised by a single mom who gave me the world, but at a young age, I just felt like something was missing. I just felt like there was like a hole in my heart, and I didn't know how to fill it. At a young age, I started to use drugs and alcohol. By the age of 14, I was addicted to meth, and by the age of 17, I was addicted to heroin. I was an IV user for about 10 years. I gave my life to the Lord when I was 18, but I wasn't ready to surrender everything. I wanted to hold on to what I wanted to hold on to. I wanted to hold on to the fast life. I wanted to hold on to drugs and alcohol. I wasn't ready to give it up. So I continued to use for the next 10 years. Life was just miserable. I was just in this dark place. I didn't know how to find any freedom. I just felt like I was trapped. I felt like I had to keep using to stay awake. I had to keep using to stay calm, my anxiety to keep down. I just kept filling it with drugs and alcohol. I went to 9 other rehabs before I came to Teen Challenge. And when I got to Teen Challenge, I was able to surrender everything. And I mean everything. I was able to give my life to the Lord in a new way that I had never found before. Because I was able to surrender everything, a few months ago, I was slain in the Holy Spirit and was delivered from addiction completely, which is an answer to prayer. Yeah. I've been trying to find that my whole life. I've been searching for it through secular programs, through other means, trying to find freedom. And by surrendering, I was able to find that freedom. You know, I have a relationship with God today. I pray daily. I read my Bible daily. I have this joy in my life that I've never had before. I have this strength. I have this freedom. I have this hope. I'm excited for the future. God's placed to be in the ministry on my heart, and I've just been praying for people, and they found healing, and I've been just encouraging people with the word, and it's just amazing what God's doing in my life. I want to do missionary work. I want to just work for Teen Challenge. I want to just give back and give everyone else the freedom that I've found. So the life verse that I stand on is Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion the day of Christ Jesus. Thank you.
Good morning, church. How y'all doing? Good, good. Thanks for having us here as well. My name is Jeremy. I am a young, very young, 48 years old. Came from a small town in Oregon, Southern Oregon. I've been in Teen Challenge for a little while now. It's been a great experience. For me, childhood was tough. I was abused mentally, physically, sexually, along with my twin brother and younger sister as well. Spent many years in foster care. It was tough. Throughout my life, though, growing up, I tried not to be a statistic and sucked it up, just did what I could, stayed out of trouble, went to school, graduated high school, went to college, graduated college. I did some time in the military. Again, just trying to suck it up, live life, and not look back. But the childhood crept up on me. You know, it came back, and It definitely found me and affected my life. My addiction started when I was 38 years old. It was alcohol. Started drinking just a little bit here and there and forget about life and forget about things that occurred in the past. And it just excessively just grew out of control. Didn't really know what to do with it. Ended up finding out about Teen Challenge. And prior to that, I didn't have really any faith in God. Heard about Teen Challenge, that it was a faith-based organization, decided to try it out. So I've been here for a little bit, been trying out, getting the Word of God every day. It's affected my life immensely. I get to talk to God every day, be involved with Him every day, and not having that father figure in my life throughout my life. Now I know, I mean, I have God in my life. He's my Father. And it's been a blessing. Also, the other blessing I have with me, too, is I have my son back here, little guy here. Yeah. He's a huge blessing. He's also been getting God in his life, too, with me, which has been amazing. We were both baptized this last month in the ocean, thanks to Teen Challenge. So it's been a blessing. My life verse that I stand on is Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Thank you, church.
There's no name above the name of Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn light. Jesus for my family.
Hi, church. My name is Vanessa, and I'm 41 years old. I'm from Southern California. That's where I was born and raised. I was adopted as a child, and that adoption actually kind of sent me in a spiral. I never felt worthy. I never felt loved, even though I had an amazing family. The family that adopted me, they loved me so much, but I just never loved myself. I had my daughter when I was 21 years old. I had never really had an addiction to anything until I had her, and I was diagnosed with postpartum depression, and I received antidepressants and Xanax, and that became a 20-year battle with pills. When I got married later, my husband was not the nicest person to me, and mentally and verbally abused me, and just tore me down inside. I never felt worthy. I never felt loved. I never felt beautiful. And that caused me to start drinking and taking more pills and drinking and taking more pills, which just sent my life into a spiral. We decided to get divorced in 2021. This sent me actually into trying to take my own life, and that failed. And at that time, I thought not even God wants me. And my divorce was final in March of 2022, and so I attempted to do what any normal person would do and start dating. And I tried that, and the first person that I decided to go on a date with actually sexually assaulted me. My family had to intervene in my life and take control because at that point I was broken. My sister-in-law had done the program and said, Vanessa, you need to go to Teen Challenge. You need to heal your heart. You need to heal your body. You need to heal your mind. I was in no place to argue, so I came. From the moment I walked into the doors at Teen Challenge, I couldn't love myself, but the women at Alum Rock loved me until I could love myself. And during that time of trying to learn to love myself, the Lord showed up, and he showed up so greatly and just every day told me how worthy I am, how beautiful I am, how special I am, and how amazing I am. And I don't need anyone else but him to tell me that every day. Right. And that's all I need, and all I ever wanted was to feel that. And if it wasn't for Teen Challenge, I would have never found that. I would have never found the Lord, and I never would have found that love that I've been searching for all these years. The life verse that I stand on right now is Romans 8:31. If God is for us, who could be against us? Thank you.
So I just wanted to take a second and thank Pastor Greg and the church for just having us out. We appreciate you guys so much that you just love on us and support us. And I just wanted to mention also, we do have information with us out at our booth and at teenchallenge.net. You can go to our website. We have information on our programs, on what Teen Challenge does, what we're involved in. And with that, the Holy Spirit comes with like a fire.
Wasn't I right, church? The choir was amazing. Give them a round of applause. So one of the greatest things that you can do for Teen Challenge is to get involved. And that could look a couple of different ways. The first way to get involved with Teen Challenge is, church, we need your prayers. We need you to come alongside of us and intercede in your devotion time with God, and your one-on-one time with God. Now remember, that's how the ministry of Teen Challenge started, was David Wilkerson in a relationship with God in his one-on-one time, his devotion time. That's where I believe things change. And so for you, church, to come and pray for us, to intercede for the leadership in Teen Challenge, to the students in Teen Challenge, that's one of, by far, one of the most powerful things that you can do for this ministry. Number two is through volunteerism. We have two centers located in San Jose, a really short drive away. We have lots of things that we need to get done around this center. We have auto mechanics. We have maybe some construction stuff going on there. We have projects. If you come to our gala this year on September 20th, you'll be able to hear some of the projects that we want to get done. That's a way that you can get involved also with Teen Challenge. But just come by. Maybe you want to just lead a Bible study or a small group. We would love to have you, love to get you involved. And number three, obviously, is through financial giving. Each and every year you do get involved with us. It is what keeps the doors open at Teen Challenge, and we're grateful for anything that you can give. I mentioned about the gala coming up September 20th. Abundant Life Church, you guys have supported a table, but we also want you to attend the gala as well. It's a fancy dress-up evening. You could bring a date. We have a silent auction there. It's a great way to see what's going on in Teen Challenge. And you'll be able to hear the choir sing again. It was such a great morning to hear them sing. So, again, Pastor, thank you so much for having us today. And, church, we're grateful for all that you do for our program. Thank you, and God bless.
Amen. That was, as always, it's powerful. And so it's wonderful just to realize that God's changing lives. And I know sometimes we can get ourselves stuck in this rut of cycling over and over and over and not really think, could there be a way out? Could there be a way for God could solve this area of my life? And so it's just these reminders that keeps us moving forward and saying, yes, God, I know, I believe, I trust you, that you are faithful. And your timetable might be different than mine, but I trust you. And so we're going to close today. If you'd stand with me, we're going to sing a song, and then we have an opportunity today to head outside and celebrate God's goodness together. Just to note, I know it's a bit warmer today, and so I want to say if you're really hot, feel free to take your food and bring it in here if you'd like. However, this carpet is brand new. So we rebuke anyone who's going to make big spills. I kid. A little bit. Just try to be real careful, because Darren's going to come and see it, and he's going to be like, oh, man, what happened? But we get it. But what we don't want you to do is be like, oh, it's too hot, I'm out of here. So if you're that kind of person, please stay. This is a chance for you to just sacrifice some time, just to be with the family of God and get a chance to love on Teen Challenge. They've got a booth outside. There's just a lot of great things going on today. But before we close, if you'd sing this with me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. One more time, all my life. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Lord, you are good and worthy to be praised this morning. Lord, I pray that as we head outside and have an opportunity now just to celebrate your goodness, I pray, God, that your spirit would be with us. Holy Spirit, I pray that we would love one another. God, that we would encourage one another to have an opportunity right now to share the love of Jesus. So as people are coming by on the street, they would say, hey, I want in on that. I pray, Father, that you'd be glorified in all that we do and say. It's in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. God bless you. We'll see you outside.
He makes my questions grow too large. And I feel that I run far. My memory fails me right. I get enslaved to my own mind. Forgetfulness of